Our guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Lilja with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Tom, turnaround Tuesday, or what was behind the markets here today?
Well, the biggest excitement was in the wheat complex. That was primarily spawned from an 8% reduction in Texas ratings. They also had the first release of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi ratings, and that's more soft red. Those ratings were all below average, so, you know, you add that up with 80-cent hit in the markets recently, and funds at a record net short, and they decided to cover here today. They don't want to get caught down at these levels.
Right. Well, I mean, we've been kind of looking for some type of a catalyst here to get this market to flip. You think we've seen it now?
Well, I would hope that the low is in. You know, again, it's kind of like we were talking. If you fall so far, sooner or later you're going to hit the ground. So hopefully with some of the spring weather coming up, you know, it is interesting. If you look, it's a pretty good wet pattern here, fairly cold. We've got Texas behind normal on corn plantings. So, you know, sooner or later, everything's been going off of foreign currency exchanges, but sooner or later we need to get Mother Nature back into this market.
Yep, right. Especially, too, we get this next storm system moving through here Wednesday, Thursday. And like you said, it's wet almost to the end of April or end of March already.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I mean, the markets were just oversold. They were at support levels on corn, wheat, and on beans, new contract lows in the wheat, new contract lows in corn. So we were definitely due for a bounce technically. And CONAB actually came out. They lowered their crop estimate on soybeans for Brazil to 113.5 million metric tons. And the real was down last week about 2%. That was spawning a lot of farmers selling down there. So it's kind of a battle right now. It's foreign currency exchange rates. Currently we've got Gulf bids 30 cents lower than Brazil, so there is an issue there. But overall, it is March 12th, and I think we got some weather coming into this thing.
Yeah, right.
But finally,
yeah. Cattle markets, maybe a little bit of back and fill here today, the way it looked.
Well, you know, a lot of guys are talking. We might be getting close to a cash, at least a short-term cash peak in the market. This live cattle market, it's kind of been ebbing and flowing back. The funds are pretty heavily long that market, and today they were liquidating. Plus, you had the strength in the grain market, too, that was putting some pressure on cattle.
Tom Lilja at Progressive Ag Marketing.